The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Thursday, the 18th of December, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Let me tell you all what's happening today. Today is the Guardian Radio AM Christmas giveaway with C.A. Newry. We doing it over 2 hours. On the clock has joined the party. Also joining us in studio today, we have a representative from Template. Do you all know about Template? Listen, Template is the place. Right, looking at this flyer right now, Template is the place to get all the things you want and the things you need for Christmas. Miss Kim Wallace is joining us. I think she's the founder, the owner of Template. I like a good template. I don't want to worry, wasting time on how I can fix myself up. Give me the template. Let me just, and I'm ready to go. Anyway, Ms. Wallace is going to be joining us today for the Guardian Radio AM Christmas giveaway with C.A. Newry. Now, I'm going to let you know when we are going to open the phone lines. I'm going to tell you right now what the categories are so you could prepare yourself to participate in one of these categories to win a prize. Just like last year, we have the top three, Mr. Newry, top three Christmas short stories, top three Christmas songs, top three Christmas poems or short recitals, and then the best two or three sentence scary Christmas story. Can you write a horror story in two or three sentences? And it has to be Christmas themed. These are the categories you can participate in. Also, we're going to have trivia today. We're going to have trivia, Christmas and Bahamian trivia for the giveaway. It's going to be a good time. And right now, Template has the 12 days of Christmas sale. One of the questions, Mr. Newry, I wanted to put on our trivia list for today, right, is in the, you know, the popular Christmas song on the first day of Christmas, mm-hmm. right? On the sixth day of Christmas and on the seventh day of Christmas, do you know what the gifts were? This is what I was going to put in the trivia, right?
I like that.
Anyway, that's not going to be in the trivia. No. I'll tell you why, because it's a joke, right? And a person say they gave the person six geese or something and seven swans or something. Mm-hmm. And the person say, do you hate them? Why would you give them waterfowl, the angriest birds in the world? Have any of y'all been attacked by a Christmas goose or a swan before?
No.
That's a sworn enemy is what that is. If a goose or a swan decides that it don't like you, buddy, you can't walk like a free man anymore. You got to drive car and hope the window's tinted. They like crows. If the crow decides that they don't like you, that's like a Bahamian woman. Your business fixed, buddy. It is over. Anyway, we're getting into the Christmas giveaway in a moment. I'll let you all know when the lines open up. But before then, we are going to touch on some headlines. Yesterday, we didn't get to touch on any of the headlines, but today we are going to touch on some of them. They jumped out at me this morning. Let me tell you all the story that jumped out at me this morning. Mr. Newry, mm-hmm. did you see this headline? Fish fry vendors warned of noise from $179 million LNG plant.
Oh, boy.
You didn't see that headline, eh?
No.
Does it make you think of anything?
Go ahead.
No, I just...
No, the idea is I appreciate the fish fry and what it is. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the area and what it is also. And there might need to be a compromise. Will this LNG project continue? It will,
mm-hmm.
right? Is having the shipping thing near the fish fry, back then we said it was a mistake. And it proved to be a mistake because that whole area should have been cultural, right, and developed for that.
Okay, pause. Mm-hmm. The whole area is industrial before it was cultural. Arawaki, been there. I mean, that's an industrial zone.
It was in a port. It was, and then there's only one building there when it was fish fry. Only one building was there.
No, I'm saying behind the area that we know as fish fry has, as far as I know, has always been an industrial space.
Yeah, but nothing was there.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It's zoned industrial. The thing about the port is, unlike the critique of the smuggling of migrants bill, that idea didn't pop up overnight. Mm-hmm. I don't think the smuggling of migrants bill popped up overnight either. But the point is that the plans for the port had to have been in the works for at least 2 decades.
But the port was there, I mean, not the port, the fish fry was there 10 years before they added the port. It was already established fish fry business.
10 years before they added the port, but when fish fry was established, remember, it was intended to be a spot for temporary vendors. Your very presence there is sealed by the agreement that you know that you cannot own the space, you cannot occupy it, but temporarily, and at the end of every day, there should be no visible evidence of your presence. If you started the fish fry project on that premise, how is it that vendors can assume some sort of ownership of the land or indigeneity, like we've been here forever? You've been here with the understanding.
Well, I guess that started when they started paying the government rent. And they paid the government rent now for going on 30 odd years.
You're paying rent that does not signify any sort of ownership. Hmm. Right? And who are you paying rent to? It's the landlord that determines ultimately the use of the space.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not what I thought about when I saw the headline, but I'm glad we had that discussion. Anyway, I thought about a whole bunch of other stuff that I think about when I'm watching U.S. crime shows. Here's another headline. Monroe, keep prison bus out of rush hour. Minister suggests avoiding peak traffic, but denies buses are driven recklessly. National Security Minister Wayne Monroe said he has told law enforcement agencies he wants inmate transports kept out of rush hour traffic where possible, but also pushed back against claims that prison buses disregard road rules. That's the point I want to stick on. So now I realize that the vast majority of Bahamians do not know what the road rules are, mm-hmm. right? And they don't know what constitutes an emergency vehicle, mm-hmm. right? The prison bus constitutes an emergency vehicle. Mm-hmm. It operates under different road rules. Mm-hmm. It has its own road rules, right?
But you know, if the prison bus or police have their sirens on, it does not give you permission, if you're a regular street driver, permission to break street rules. You cannot run the red light, because if you cross an accident, you are in liability.
So pause. Right. Watch this. When you drive in your car, there is a determined distance, amount of space that you should keep between your car and the car in front of you. The normal rule is that you should be able to see the back tires of the vehicle in front of you. Why? Because you can make a determination of when they're getting ready to move. You can make a determination of the rate of speed, but you can also make a determination in an increase in the rate of speed or a decrease in the rate of speed. So you're supposed to keep a gap between you and the car in front of you. What that also permits is that if an emergency vehicle is approaching, the amount of space in the front of your vehicle should permit you to be able to pull your vehicle to the side without hitting the vehicle in front of you. So that's one of them, right? The second one is this, in terms of traffic controls at intersections. The emergency vehicles should be equipped also with a speaker system. So as they're approaching the intersection, they can say, clear the intersection. They could even be bold enough to say, all the cars on the Montague access from Village Road, Shirley Street, stop, and allow the cars from East Bay Street to clear the road and go through the red light onto the Eastern Road to make way for the emergency vehicle. The emergency vehicle should be outfitted with a speaker system. But emergency vehicles have their own road rules. And there are rules for drivers when they encounter an emergency vehicle. And I think my question is, do ordinary road users know what's expected of them when an emergency vehicle is approaching?
The issue is being able to maneuver when the emergency vehicle...
Let's talk about it. If you have your windows up and your AC on and your music blasting and you are on your cell phone, it is likely that you will not be able to A, hear the sign that an emergency vehicle is approaching, B, you won't be able to determine in which direction the emergency vehicle is approaching from, right? And you will likely be so distracted that you cannot make a determination, a quick determination of what the cars around you are going to do, so that when you move, you are not causing a greater barrier for the emergency vehicles.
Is a driver absolved of any liability when they're trying to come off the road when the emergency vehicle is passing? If you're a driver and you need to drive up on the sidewalk, if you're a driver and you need to go past a traffic light which is on red, and if you cause any kind of damage during that time, are you absolved of it by saying, I was trying to move it away because the emergency vehicle is coming?
You will probably be cited with due care and attention, with lack of due care and attention, but you'll have an opportunity to explain to the court why you ran the red light.
And cause an accident.
Why you were in the... No, stop. Don't add the and cause an accident on the back.
Remember to say the liability? The liability you're talking
about? No, but you're not sure that they caused the accident.
Okay, again, what happens? Are you absorbed of the liability?
I absolutely answered your question. Mm-hmm. Everybody will get charged with driving without due care and attention, okay. And you will have an opportunity to explain to the magistrate. You'll have an opportunity to explain to the magistrate what transpired, and the magistrate will make a determination as of who is at fault.
Yes, and the question was again, are you would be absolved of any liability?
The magistrate will make the determination. I'm sure I answered that question three times now.
I'm just saying, if
the magistrate will make the determination of who is at fault.
I'm just saying, if there is a car accident,
everybody will be cited with driving without due care and attention, and you will have an It's the same issue, and you will have an opportunity to speak to the magistrate, and the magistrate will make a determination of liability.
See, again, I think it's two different issues.
I know you think that, but I'm telling you it's not.
I'm trying to explain.
You've explained it clearly,
I'm
sir.
Saying if there's an accident.
If there's an accident and you happen to run the red light in an attempt to clear the way.
Damage.
Stop. And an accident occurs.
And if you cause damage.
No.
And if
okay, we can move
accident,
on to the next subject.
I'm just saying.
No, like, I've explained it clearly to you, Mr. Nuri.
No problem. No problem.
The magistrate determines who is at fault.
Let's move on.
Everybody gets a citation for driving without due care and attention.
Yes, I answer.
The magistrate determines who is at fault. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. The people around you could tell you caused the accident.
I answer.
Police officers will come and investigate the scene. Mm-hmm. They will present their evidence to the court. And the magistrate will make a determination of who is at fault.
I don't think that answers my question, but I understand.
I mean, it does answer your question.
Okay.
But it's okay.
I answer.
Yeah. Mm. The magistrate determines who is at fault. Mm-hmm. When you slide in that you caused an accident, mm-hmm. you don't know who caused the accident at that point in time. That's why police come out and they have an investigation and they present their evidence with a report. They make a determination. The magistrate uses that report in the court case to determine who is at fault.
No problem.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Magistrate does it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why this foolishness of, if you get in an accident, you don't have to wait for the police to come. You could just go to the insurance. A report is required for the process of determining who is at fault. Mm-hmm. That's why that whole process is problematic and has actually exacerbated the road issue, right? By removing the police from a space where they are entirely needed. Mm-hmm. Why would you tell people they don't need to wait? Right? Now, mind you, you're supposed to go and get a police report. You're supposed to present the information to them. But if you're dealing with a driver who's unscrupulous, who is already determined in their mind that they're not going to follow the proper procedure, that leaves you now, the other individual involved in the accident having to find out who the other driver is, trying to find out who the car is actually licensed to, who is actually insured to drive the car, right? So police reports are important. The magistrate makes the determination. Here is another headline. PM to ask cabinet to invest in the future of journalism. I just wanted to smile. My prime minister makes me smile. PM to ask cabinet to invest in the future of journalism. So you made a major investment into the future of journalism at the beginning of this administration. It was a good time. Here's another headline. I think it is in today's Guardian. This one also made me laugh. Government didn't rush smuggling bill. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe said yesterday that the government did not rush to pass the smuggling of migrants bill 2025 in Parliament. Quote, I don't understand what is meant by rushed through Parliament, close quotes, he told the Nassau Guardian. Quote, it had a full debate for a day, which is, I believe, only the budget in recent times has had more than a day for debate. The bill, which aims to strengthen the country's borders, target and reduce human smuggling activity in the Bahamas and close gaps in existing legal framework, has faced pushback due largely to a now-deleted immunity clause that provided for the protection of smuggled migrants from prosecution under the Act, full stop. So the Minister of National Security suggests that one day in Parliament to debate this bill is not rushing it. That's a moot point. We know that one day is not sufficient time for 39, right? Let's not count the Speaker and the Deputy Speaker, right? Do they vote? Take them two out. Even if they do vote, there's 39 or 37. Can 37 people make a reasonable contribution to the debate on the bill in one day? Y'all don't meet for 24 hours a day. I'm not even sure if you meet for 6 hours a day. But the point is one day sufficient time for 37 MPs to make a substantive contribution to the debate? But I think the minister misses the point entirely. What about the public consultation? What about that part? What about the part that the citizenry play in the creation of legislation? You didn't even mention us, did you? I don't think you even mentioned us in the article. I like when my MPs make me smile. I thought that was funny. It was cute. Because why say something that is so easily refutable? One day is certainly not enough time to debate a bill of this nature. It's not enough time to debate any bill. How do 37 people make a reasonable contribution on behalf of the constituents that they represent in one session, in one day? I don't know. I don't like it, but I like when my politicians make me smile, so I'm having a good time. Anyway, we are now ready. Mr. Nuri, you ready to go? Producers are here. It is time to kick off the Guardian Radio AM with Christmas holiday giveaway with C.A. Nuri. And joining us again in studio, Kim Wallace from Template.
Yes.
We've got prizes and surprises. We got riffs in the studio, but we got plenty more gifts in the studio to give away today. Again, the categories you could participate in: top three Christmas short stories, top three Christmas songs, top three Christmas poems, or a recital, a short recital, or the best two or three sentence Christmas scary story. We also have trivia to play. We have trivia to play today. So, Ms. Nuri, you want to start with the trivia, and then we wait for people to call in to indicate they want to sing a song or a poem?
Yeah, man. Let's go.
Second. The trivia is on the second page.
No, read it for me. You know, I have this issue with the glasses.
Yeah, man, no problem. Just then you take a look at it. You know you could use your phone to zoom in on the page, right?
Yeah, man, I could.
Pop, pop, pop. All right, so here are the numbers to call. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. That's 325-4259. or 242-300-5720. Toll free for Family Island listeners, 242-300-5720. You could win a prize in Nassau and tell your family hold it till you get here or till they come to see you. Without a doubt, the text line 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Now, you can't sing a song on the text line. You can't recite a poem on the text line. You can't tell a two- or three-sentence story on the text line. But you can answer the trivia on the text line. So, callers, we got to get through. Well, no, let's pause because you can't do that. It has to be calling because... It has to be calling.
Okay.
Yeah, because somebody could have called in first and been on the line to answer the question while somebody texted in after them, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the correct answer.
Or the caller will get first preference, and then if we can't get the answer.
Then the text? Okay.
The text.
So callers get first preference, then text after that.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, caller.
So callers get first preference, then text.
I can hear your radio caller.
Good morning, caller.
You still there? Caller, you okay?
Your radio,
anyway, caller, I'm a little concerned because I can hear myself, but I can't hear you. You all right? All right, let's cut that one.
Okay.
Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Producer, patch your caller through.
Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Ms. Green, how you doing, man? All is well?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Good morning, Junior Guest, man.
Absolutely.
Now, I'll make one comment about the prison bus, right?
Uh-huh.
Listen, man, I mean, we have some operating like a banana republic, you know. We have technology that we can use, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have those prisoners sit somewhere in the prison and then have the judge see those cases, hear those cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's one jail in Nassau, in New Providence Island, right? Only one jail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't like the prisoners getting transported to another state or something like that, right? There's no need for these guys to be up and down in the road every day, blowing their horn. People got to get on the side. And some roads have the sidewalk so high, you can't even get on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like this morning, I woke up in a heavy yard this morning, right? Because these simple things, well, I'll be able to fix these things.
All right, so I think there's a legal, I think there's a very technical legal reason why prisoners are taken out of the prison to the court, right? Like they're not in the same place. But I'm not 100% certain if that's true, right? Like it may have to do with, it, like especially if they're not convicted, right? But at the same time, absolutely, there's technology available that we could use to resolve these issues.
Even if there's a technical glitch in the terms of the book, you just said they pass a law in one day, right? Pass the law.
It's not that isn't about passing the law. That's about the tech. That's about the infrastructure and the technology and the budget to build out a suitable courtroom, multiple courtrooms and waiting areas so you keep the people separate, and then offices for the court staff. Right? It's more than just passing the law. But I agree with you. We could have been acting on this far sooner. Let me make another point though. You see with those high sidewalks?
Yes.
That prevent vehicles from using them to create space for the emergency vehicle. Two things. Bahamians will park their car on anything. Especially if it's meant for children, they will park their car on it. They don't care. But that's not the point I'm trying to make. When you are, say, you on East Bay approaching the Montague Light to the Eastern Road. The space there is tight, right? But
Yes. If
cars, understanding the vehicle is approaching, stop, so you don't have two cars stopped in the same place at the same time. So you stagger. You move up until you're staggered, and you leave a clear lane. But the problem is that people don't think that their primary focus is supposed to be driving. Their attitude about what is required of them in the vehicle is what renders us to this place. Y'all cannot be saying that emergency vehicles with prisoners on them that use either a coastal route or an inner city route, right, are driving recklessly when they are attempting to move the prisoners as quickly as possible back to the prison in an attempt to avoid jailbreaks. Right? As simple as that. These are emergency vehicles, and I don't understand why ordinary drivers think that they supersede an emergency vehicle on the road.
Well, I mean, if they're doing that, I mean, of course, I mean, that's wrong, right? I mean, if I hear a police siren, I mean, I'm so tired of police siren going to work in the morning, right? But you have to put it on the side still.
Yeah.
Whether they're going to school or doing foolishness, you still put it on the side because there's a siren, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is for the prisoners, I mean, every day, man, come on, man. I mean, we got to get it together, man.
They have a right to have their case processed as quickly as possible. It's every day.
But what I'm saying is, right, let's use technology.
To fix it. I agree with you. No, man, your point is sound. Let's use the technology available to us to fix the most important problems.
Man. And it ain't difficult.
I got you. I got some more callers, though.
Yes, ma'am.
That point is correct, and I ain't disagreeing with that. All right, it is the Guardian Radio AM Holiday Giveaway Special with C.A. Nuri.
Okay, I see the first question is, who is the second Governor General of the Bahamas? That'll be our first question.
Yeah.
And what do we give note for that?
You tell me.
Or we can start with Template, or are we going to have Template do a segment?
Well, this should be an easy one.
Yeah, because I know Template have some big gifts. So that's an easy question. So let's go with the easier.
Ms. Wallace, you think that's an easy question? You know the answer to that question? Who's the second Governor General of the Bahamas?
That's an easy question.
Okay. So let's stick with the easy items, because we have your items as high-end items. So we want to get some difficult ones.
Well, I have some $5 coupons here to give away.
Let's go to $5. All right. Template.
So tell us what this $5 gift card is about.
Well, the $5 coupon will allow you to shop in our store at Template on Jerome Avenue for Christmas gifts that are on sale.
There you go. Good morning, caller. Do you have the answer for us?
Hey, no, Ms. Green. Morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Listen, you have the trivia answer?
No, I'm going to give you the answer, but I have a question for you.
You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. Ask your guest, right? During the Christmas, right, what is the most appropriate way to tote food? Before the Christmas dinner or after the Christmas dinner?
So I never heard that one before, mister. You're going to get beat. You cannot tote food before the Christmas dinner. Ma'am, do you have a professional answer?
Well, you shouldn't tote at all unless the...
Never mind.
Unless the host said... Okay, everybody, we're doing seconds. If you want to take something, you can. But you never push yourself into wanting to tote.
Okay, that's the professional answer, sir. Now, let me give you the other answer. So the other answer is we don't give up on foil because foil is reflective and a Christmas tree light could give you away.
It's furl, Aaron, furl.
Miss, when I go to talk to the judge, it could be foil. It's a proper teeth. Ziploc bag is the new way to tote. It takes the shape of your bag or anything you put, right? It could take the shape of your bag. So you put all the meal together. If you're eating chicken and rice, put the chicken and rice in one bag. If you're eating coleslaw and potato salad, put them in another bag, right? And then just put them nice, wrapped tight inside your purse. Put it in your wife's purse, okay? Ain't nobody going in your wife's purse. They will never know. That's the way to do it.
One quick thing before I go, right?
Yes.
Which one is told the most food without calling any names? Your mommy side of the family or your daddy side of the family?
Mine personally?
Yeah.
I can't say. I don't want to get beat. I don't want to get beaten. I plead the fifth.
All right, then.
Thank you. I get Auckland's people and Andrew's people. All is told. Because the food always good. All right, let's go to the next caller. The question is, who is the second Governor General of the Bahamas? Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning to what?
Good morning.
Ms. Green, why do you think we need the speed in the road to carry cops or prisoners to court?
To prevent... Okay, so there could be a lot of intelligence that's available to the police that are not available to us ordinary citizens.
What I'm saying, right? It's speed and don't stop no jailbreak. I mean, if you want to jailbreak somebody, you know, cross the bus. You know, all you do is increase the convoy.
That's what they... Hold on.
Without speeding. Why you gotta speed? They already caught. You speed the cat. You speed the police speed to do everything. They bump, 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 you know?
Because they're emergency vehicles and they're tending to emergencies.
The court is in, you understand me.
Getting, it's not the carrying them to court. It's the security implications.
You
the
have the speed. You could care. You could increase the amount of cars. You could do a convoy, all them type of things. You could get a special vehicle, an armored vehicle, all them type of things. You got to speed up the road.
Man. If only drivers understood that it's your duty as a driver to make way for the emergency vehicle.
But carrying someone to court is not an emergency.
And the prison bus ends up transporting prisoners to and from court facilities and prison facilities. It's deemed an emergency vehicle.
In other words, as many things, come on, all you speeding up. You ever see a bus in the U.S. speed up and down?
Yes.
They don't speed?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They move as quickly as possible. You'll also notice that there used to be, I'm not sure if they are now, police officers in the front and the police officers in the back, right? That's an indicator that you need to prepare for the emergency vehicle that's coming through. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Sorry, we miss you, caller. All right, Mr. Neary, you ready to move on to the next question? I think we have text, people who have answered by text.
Let's go to the text.
All right, the answer is Sir Milo Butler.
Sir Milo Butler is the second one. So who's the first?
Well, I can tell you right now.
You put it right out of your head.
I don't know anything out of my head.
John Paul. John Paul was the first Governor General of the Bahamas. He became Governor General upon independence. 1970.
Isaac different of Bahamian. Pat Paul is the first governor.
There you go.
The finest dressed man in the country, except for my daddy.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But I accept your answer as being correct.
Who won that? We have a text for that. The
yes.
Last numbers?
Yep, the last numbers are 6811.
So, texter, we will contact you after the show to confirm pickup, but you will have a gift certificate waiting for you downstairs at the concierge desk. You just mention your name and your phone number, and there'll be a gift certificate waiting for you.
All right. Good morning, caller.
Calling in for the same thing, but they got it before me.
Well, we can ask the next question, so don't leave yet.
All right.
Thank you, caller.
No.
We can see if you know the answer to the next question.
Okay, here's the next one. You ready?
All right, let's try.
All right. If Sir Milo Butler is the second Governor General of the Bahamas, then what is Dame Cynthia Pratt's ranking?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's some thinking.
I think maybe the seventh.
I give you one more chance.
Okay, then. Hold on.
You can't go to the Google while you're on the phone, though.
Okay. Let me list them. Sir Milo Butler. Okay, we have Sir Gerald Cash, we have Ivy Dumont, we have Clifford Dallin, Henry Taylor, Sir Orville Turnquest, Arthur Hanna, Marguerite Pillen, Cornelius Smith, and currently Pratt. So which one is that?
But I give you the Pratt because you list all of them.
Yeah. Yes. 10 plus 2 is 12.
All right.
There you go.
So,
thank you.
No, don't hang up now.
Okay.
You have to give the producer your name and cell phone number so we could put it on the envelope you could present when you come to pick it up.
Okay, I'll do that.
Absolutely.
And congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right, producer, please take that caller's information. All right. We got another caller on the line.
Oh, let's ask the next question.
Oh, I'm still waiting for producer.
Okay, hold on for the producer.
Okay.
So the next question is, at one point in time, it snowed. I'm not sure if you know that. It snowed in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
It's like flurries. That's how you pronounce it? Flurries?
Yeah.
Flurries. It flurried in the Bahamas. And we need to know where in the Bahamas it flurried. Yeah. Siobhan, you know the answer? Where in the Bahamas it snowed? And what year was it? What year was it when it snowed? So the next caller can get, if you get that answer, you win
all
the
right.
prize.
Producer, I can bring up the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Go in once. Go in twice.
Call back. So that's what the question would be. I see the caller calling back right now. If you can't get it, we go to the text line soon. But it snowed in the Bahamas once. It snowed in the Bahamas once. We want to know where it snowed, right? Flurries, the flurries. And what
the
year.
Yeah, yeah.
And what year it snowed. And you can get a prize. The prizes are sponsored today, right now, by Template. What's the Template official name?
Template, okay. And what do you do there exactly?
Well, Template is a business that specializes in wedding invitations, programs, and favors, but we also have a gifting site called My Gifting, and we do gifts for all occasions, and Christmas is our biggest season, and we are so excited because we're now in the 12 days of Christmas where everything in our store is on sale, and we're so happy to be here today to give away some gifts and some coupons and some information to let you know how you can make Christmas memorable, meaningful, and affordable.
All right. Okay. We're going to go to the first caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, that's it. Freeport, Grand Bahama, 1979.
You're close.
Close, but...
Call back.
But I think that's it, back.
No, you're wrong, but you're close. If you can hang up and call back, the prize is yours. I mean, you're close.
All right.
Okay.
Close. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, I hope I get a car for this, right?
Go ahead.
Because I lived in West End at the time, and it was January 19, 1977.
You are a winner. You are a winner.
How are we going to get this prize to you now? You all the way in Grand Bahama.
What? Cash goes in any bank account.
Look here, I can call Central Bank right now to see how to send this gift certificate to you, true sign dollar.
Hey, I have some good
news. Aaron, I will return to you whatever the gift is to tell you how to get it to me.
I have some good news for the Freeport caller. We are online at templatebahamas.com. So once I get your information, there's a way to get the funds to you so that you can shop online. And guess what? We also can deliver the gift to you via the airport or via the boat. I don't know. The boats don't go to Freeport, right?
It's all, yeah, we do.
We got boats go. Oh, see that? Well, you might have some relatives in Nassau you want to give a gift to.
That's what I'm saying to you. I'll just leave you my information.
Okay.
Yay!
Aaron, I'll send you my information right now.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right.
Okay. You might win more prizes by the end of the show, so who knows?
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Awesome to the texters. Some texters got the right answers and some texters got wrong answers, but the first right answer was from the person who won the first prize.
Yes.
So we waited on the caller. Thank you, caller. All right, remember, we also have big prizes from Template for the top three Christmas song performance, the top three Christmas poem performance, the top three Christmas story, short story recital. It's even better if you wrote it yourself. And then we have a prize for the best 2 to 3 sentence Christmas horror story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I love turkey at Christmas.
Okay, we're on next question.
So does my pot cake.
Oh, boy.
A horror story. Mm.
So we have a 2-part question.
Okay.
How many reindeers did Santa Claus have?
Mm-hmm.
And name
all of them.
We can get a big prize. This template has some big prizes here. We can give one of these big prizes, because that's kind of difficult to name all of the reindeers. So we get one of these template big prizes here.
All right.
So the next person will call or text, I guess.
Good morning, caller. All right, I got you. All right, so we're waiting on a caller. Oh, we got a caller popped up because Miss Wallace is going to ask you, how big are your boxes? I got to buy a box for Christmas. How large? What's the largest size box I could buy?
Okay, it all depends on what you want to put in it.
Me. I mean, a bundle of misery. I mean, like, it's going to be a surprise.
We got some huge bags that can fit you, Lady Erin.
Size Andrus
times 2.
Good stuff. I for it. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You ready to answer the question? How many reindeer did Santa have, and what were their names? Good morning.
T.A. Nuri is disqualified for winning any prizes because he's too smart. Because if the boss disqualified for being rich, he can be disqualified for being too smart.
Look where you're going.
I love it. You could name all 9?
You gone already? Man, I told you he was going to sing the song.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm great. Top of the day to you and CA and, of course, my girl, Kim.
Yes.
Hey.
The bestest. Santa had 9 reindeers.
Okay.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid. Donna, Blitzen, and of course, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Excellent answer. You were correct. You get a big gift. You're getting a big gift from Template.
She gets the silver box.
So, you're getting a silver box. It's a big gift, actually. So, we need you to hold on. We need you to hold on and give your name and number. to the producer. And Aaron's writing down big gift for the... producer, write down big gift so I can remember who that is. What number this is now?
This is question number 4.
Okay. So we'll give the big gift to you, caller. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
Don't hang up now.
I like things. It's Christmas time.
Yes, ma'am.
Call back, see what you get with Seymour.
Right, but hold on for the producer. He's going to take your information. Miss Toni Seymour, please call back. Please call back and get the producer the rest of your information. We may need the contact information in case there's an issue, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the text and give instructions and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. That was number 4. We got the caller on the line with the producer giving them the information. Somebody say call in, but call won't go through. The numbers to call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. That's 325-4259. And 242-300-5720 is toll-free for Family Island listeners. Okay, here's a question. Quick question. Mm-hmm. $5 gift certificate. Wild reindeer are called what? And every person in this region should know.
What wild reindeers?
What wild reindeer are called. Like a tamed reindeer is called a reindeer, right? A tame animal is called a reindeer. Mm-hmm. The wild animal is called something else.
In a deer?
They're all in the deer family.
Oh, okay. A big deer.
No, that's a moose.
That's a moose. So yeah. It's not a moose.
No, it's not a moose.
Okay. And even a camel. Okay. A wild reindeer. You call in.
You know where reindeer live?
North Pole.
And you know where camels live?
Egypt.
Bahamas, they don't fly neither them places.
Just making sure. So you call in or text in, but definitely we prefer to call in once. You win this $5 gift certificate at Template. Okay.
Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Okay, if you have any issues with 323-6232, remember you can always call 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. Megan, when texting here, they want to win every single prize.
They answering all the questions?
Yeah. They smart.
I can't wait for number 6, actually.
Producer,
number 6 question.
Can I take this one red light dead quick? No, caller, you don't hang up. You stay there. I see what number you're calling on, 323-6232. You hold the line. We go into this quick break. When we get back from the break, we're going to take your call.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, them see a bright new shining star.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hey, you upgraded to SanDollar Wallet 2.0 yet?
No, but I heard the updated SanDollar app was launched.
Boy, what you waiting on? There's self-onboarding, you can hide your balance, and a bunch of other features.
And don't forget, you can send to and from your bank account for free.
Really? Let me go download Wallet 2.0 and migrate then.
Yeah, come, let me show you.
This communication applies to the Central Bank SanDollar app only. Upgrade your SanDollar app experience today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, John Bull gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green as we play the Guardian Radio AM Holiday Giveaway Trivia. All right, I had a caller on the line. I know that caller has been waiting. Producer, let's go straight to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for waiting.
It's okay. So I have a story that I wrote called The Little Lost Boy.
Okay.
So once upon a time, on a small Bahama island surrounded by turquoise waters and sandy beaches, there lived a peaceful, kind, and loving community. People lived very close to nature and to God. They farmed the land and fished out on the rolling sea. No one in the village ever lacked for anything. There were no pirates, no criminals. It was a rare sight indeed to see a prisoner behind bars at the tiny jail built for this purpose. The island was known for its vibrant culture, friendly locals, and the enchanting tales of the little people said to inhabit the dense, lush bushes near the heart of the island. One bright morning, the island woke up to a peculiar incident. A little boy named Butters had mysteriously disappeared. His family and neighbors searched frantically, calling out his name along the shores and through the vibrant tropical vegetation. But there was no sign of him to be found. As the sun dipped below the horizon and darkness draped the island, worry and fear consumed the community. The night seemed endless, and everyone whispered about the little people who, according to folklore, were protectors of the island's secrets. Just as the first rays of dawn touched the horizon, a familiar voice echoed through the village. It was Butters, appearing from the very bushes that had concealed him the day before. His family rushed to him, embracing him tightly, joyous tears streaming down their faces. Breathless and wide-eyed, Butters told him about this extraordinary adventure. He explained that as he'd wandered into the bush and lost his way, he knew he would be scolded by his family and even the other members of the community for wandering off alone. He looked around and tried to find the path he'd taken to get there. He was hungry and lost, and he longed to be back in his safe community. He wondered if he would remain in these bushes forever. That thought made him cry. He would miss out on all the preparations the community was making for Christmas. His grandmother would be baking potato bread in a heavy iron skillet over a fire. the little people no taller than his knee surrounded him with warmth and comfort. They guided him through the labyrinth of the bush, whispering words of reassurance. Butters followed their ethereal glow, each step lighter than the last, until he emerged on the other side, safe and sound. News of Butters' encounters with the little people spread like wildfire through the island. The villagers were both amazed and grateful for the mystical assistance provided to their young friend. Butters' story became a cherished legend, a testament to the magical bond between the people and the enchanted spirits of the island. From that day forward, whenever someone ventured into the heart of the island, they did so with a newfound respect for the little people who, according to Butters, were guardian of the island's hidden wonders. The Bahamas' sun-drenched paradise continued to thrive, its mysteries living on in the hearts of those who called it home. That's the end.
Can you hear me? Yeah. There we go. We're back on. There we go. Thank you very much, caller. I have your information. It's a regular caller to the show. That's a beautiful story. So
beautiful.
You're on the list to be judged. It's the Butters and the Little People, A Christmas Story. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Green and Mary.
Hey.
Mine, the lady had me trying to dice, but she lost me, man, halfway through that. But I want to tell you truth fame in quick form so I can be added to the list.
Okay, this is a quick, a short story.
Yeah, one Christmas.
Okay.
I went to the mall this year and I was going by my wife and my sweetheart a present for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I got two bags, two leather bags, identical, and I had to. I wrote a letter to my sweetheart in one of the bags with some money, and I gave it to the girls to gift up for me. Unfortunately for me, Christmas morning, I get liquor all inside my head because the girls gift up the two presents I like, and I get mixed up. I give the sweetheart bag to the wife, and we did not live happily ever after.
Thank you for that story. I'm not sure if that's going to be the 2-3 sentence horror story, because I was scared for you as I realized what direction that story was going in. All right, callers, you hear the music. We all out of time in this hour. We have a trivia question on the deck. I'm going to repeat it for those callers who are going to call back in the next hour. In the next hour, we're going to take a look into Template and get a sense of what goodies are available at the store. Again, the question we left callers with: wild reindeer are called what? Right? All reindeer in the deer family are tamed.
Google the answer and come back.
This play could cheat, eh?
Thank you. They have time.
The answer's on Google, definitely. You guys, we go into a break. When we get back from the break, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry holiday trivia giveaway continues. This has been On the Clock. You guys, stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.